From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Tassel, and here's your host at Mandel Hall on the campus of the University of Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you. We are delighted to be at the University of Chicago. Now, you might ask, why in the world are we doing this show at this fine, august institution of higher learning? Frankly, it was the only way any of us could get in. So later on, we're talking to faculty member and dinosaur hunter Paul Sereno. He is often called the real-life Indiana Jones. This is only half right. Indiana Jones was an archaeologist, not a paleontologist, although Paul Sereno has melted a bunch of Nazis. So there's that. But first, we want to hear from you. Give us a call and try to win something even more precious than a velociraptor skeleton. Carl Castle's voice. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Joe from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm terrific.
I'm glad. What do you do in that beautiful city of New Orleans?
I'm a junior here at Tulane University.
Tulane, another fine institution of higher learning. And what are you studying?
I'm majoring in political science and history.
Mm. Oh, really?
Probably wants to go into history.
Yep. So you're one of those guys who's really ambitious and wants to be a historian, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to write a whole bunch of books.
Climb your way up the greasy pole to the heights of historical power. I can see that. Well, welcome to the show, Joe. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and the host of My Grandmother's Ravioli on the Cooking Channel. It is Mo Rocca is here.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Next, a man who needs no introduction but insists he get one anyway, Tom Baudette.
Hello, Joe.
And finally, it's a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and a woman on the move. It's Faith Saley.
Hi, Joe.
And just so you know, she's actually moving around the stage. I don't know why she's doing that. Joe, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Of course, Carl Castle will once again start us off with three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Are you ready to go?
I am.
All right, let's do it. Here is your first quote.
Google, Ford, Apple, Microsoft, Sprint, Verizon, Costco, Punch Pizza, and Mad Men.
Those companies, plus that one TV show, must have paid a pretty penny to get mentioned in a big speech this week. What was the speech?
It was Obama's State of the Union.
It was indeed the State of the Union, yes. Very good. Reflecting the dire economic state of the country, this was the first State of the Union speech with paid product placements. Not only did the president mention those companies, he actually praised the Ford F-150 as, quote, the best-selling truck in America. Then he took a picture of the crowd with his iPad, mopped his brow with a slanket. He said, quote, the bad news is that our recovery is not complete. The good news is that I saved 15% on my car insurance.
Well, I just need to say he would have wiped his brow with a ShamWow. I think a slanket is an alternative to the, what was it called? Remember the Snuggie.
That's the Snuggie.
So it's actually, he would have warmed himself up.
He's just shrugged.
The ShamWow is more absorbent,
look, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
ShamWow did not pony up the bucks.
So, to be on this show.
I love the mention of Mad Men. I was hoping he would drop references to other cult TV shows, like Breaking Bad. Like he could say, you know, because of my health care initiative, there's a high school chemistry teacher in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who doesn't have to cook crystal meth to get his health care.
Breaking Bad.
We've avoided the internecine warfare you see on Game of Thrones. The president's agenda seemed really small this time. He's more or less given up on trying to do things with Congress. He'll be acting alone, he says, through executive action. Basically, he's breaking up the band. He's going to pursue a solo career playing smooth jazz. His first step was to replace Joe Biden as vice president with Yoko Ono.
My TV had a hard time handling the whole picture because in back is John Boehner, who's so deeply stained at this point.
Yeah.
And then those white teeth on Joe Biden. It was very ebony and ivory back then.
I mean, everybody knows that nothing he actually asks Congress to do, they will do. It's just not going to happen. So basically, the only pleasure he gets is just putting in enough applause lines at the appropriate moments that they're constantly getting up and getting down. All these people, these old guys, getting up, getting down. It's like an exercise class at a nursing home.
Yeah.
Joe, your next quote is a tweet from the mayor of Atlanta.
Atlanta, we are ready for the snow.
Good twang, Carl, good twang. That was Mayor Kasim Reed of Atlanta. He tweeted that on Tuesday, even though his city was not what?
Not ready at all for the snowstorm.
Not ready at all. A huge storm dumped snow and ice all over the South, caused what is being described as the biggest traffic jam in the history of the world in Atlanta. It stranded people for an entire day in their cars or in their schools or places of work. Atlanta looked eerily like it did in the TV show The Walking Dead, deserted, frozen, except without the zombies, because even the zombies were stuck in the traffic out in Marietta.
I'm telling you, Chris Christie, he's got a long reach.
Well, that's what happened. That's what they said, you know? Oh, man.
In a stroke of genius, the governor, Nathan Deal, declared next week Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Really?
That's
right?
True. Yeah. Yeah.
How are if you've been absolutely paralyzed and crippled by a storm, and next week you have to have awareness? It's like, what's the awareness session? Hey, guys, remember last week? That sucked. That was terrible. Here's the thing, though. This is, I think, unprecedented for our show. This is the third week in a row we've started the show with a story about the weather. And so this show, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is now officially calling for action on climate change because we are running out of weather jokes. All right, very good, Joe. Here is your last quote.
Hot, cool, yours.
That is the official motto of what big international event that starts next Friday?
Was it the Winter Olympics?
The Winter Olympics, yes, in Sochi, Russia. Very good.
Seriously, that's the motto?
Hot, cool, yours.
Hot, cool, yours.
You know what happened? That's they were working on the slogan, they had something great, and then Putin walks, then it goes, it's hot, cool, yours. Done. That's it, man. But
hot, cool, yours. It sounds kind of gay.
It sounds like a...
Well, good news. Everybody going to the Sochi Olympics, listen up. The mayor of Sochi has declared his town to be completely free of homosexuals. Now, people have been saying, what's wrong with this guy? He may be a bigot, but what if, perfectly nice man, he just has terrible gaydar.
Right.
He walks around town, you know, taking in the day. It's like, whoa, that guy must really like to work out. And look, that guy ran out of leather when he was making his pants.
Remember when there were no gay people in Iran?
Yeah.
I mean, there are gay bars in Tehran. Thursday night at Gayatollah's. Rimshot, please.
Does anybody remember what the motto of the last Winter Olympics was?
I think it was, I don't even remember. Hot, cool, mine.
Well, remember. Yeah. Remember,
baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Remember, it was in Vancouver, Canada. So
right.
It was like, oh, it should be good.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Tune in, see what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, now, we don't want a gold medal. You can have it.
Carl, how did Joe do on our quiz?
Joe, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or home answering machine.
Well done, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.